talked somebody in off a ledge or pulled them off a bridge when they were suicidal, or officers that have bought somebody groceries after they were arrested for $6.66 worth of shoplifting by a security guard in a grocery store. And I've seen some great work by Portland police officers, and I go out of my way to praise that. I've seen some things that I have questions about, and I've seen things that I know I should change. And that list, or what's on each of those lists, changes over time because things happen. People do great work. Things don't go well. People make mistakes or violate policy. So I'm learning as I go along. Part of how I learn as I go along is I listen to the community, and I just want to thank you all for being here. I also want to thank you, Ms. Rayford, for organizing a really good forum on Saturday where, again, I got a chance to learn a few things. So I want you to know that you're being heard. I hope you feel that and know that the council is hearing you and that the police bureau is hearing you, because I'm the commissioner in charge, and I'll make sure of that. Secondly, there are some of my values that, as Mr. Novick just mentioned, that are already pretty clear. I share some of the concerns that have been raised here. There's some of the things in this report that I think we all say, yes, we should do that. And exactly how we do it, what is absolutely necessary. I will try, and I like your suggestion about situations. Here's a situation where it appears to me that using hard gear would be absolutely necessary. So we'll try to clarify that, because I think I do believe that reasonable people would agree that there are moments when police officers need to protect themselves, and there are moments when by wearing that gear, they would intimidate people from exercising their First Amendment rights, and that there's a line between those two somewhere, and we should try to find that line. So this report doesn't go far enough, but I appreciate the good work. And there are other areas where we need to do more, and I've written down notes about a number of topics here, including the weapons issue and exactly what basis there is for ending a protest, or is there one? So you've made some excellent points, both in the formal presentations and in the individual testimony. You've got my commitment to keep following up on these issues, and also to get back to the members of the council that have raised questions about things that need to be followed up on here. One thing that you will see from me and from Chief O'Day is that we'll keep trying to develop good public policy in the light of day out in public, and that's why you're going to see policy proposals up on the website and out for people to debate, and again, to give me as the commissioner in charge and us as the council that makes the rules good guidance about how we do this. So I think this is very helpful. I want to thank IPR and the volunteers that worked on this. More to come, and I look forward to hearing more from all of you as well. Thank you very much. Aye. And we are adjourned.